world famous Phil. This is very daunting, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a great group. This is a group called Five Finger Death Punch.
The hell does that mean?
That is the name. Well, this is the young man. See, just
anyway, this is Five Finger Death. Anyway, this is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Is what I'm trying to say. And I'm General Galen Shaw. The hell is a five finger? Martial arts, Del.
Who?
It's a martial arts move.
It's a karate move, a kung fu thing.
Five finger death. Well, how about that, huh?
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Well, thank you, General.
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman. We're all here for the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show here each and every day at philhendryshow.com.
Yeah.
That was good, Phil. You hit the post, didn't you?
Right. And it took all of that dragon ass by you guys for me to do that.
What'd you just say?
What?
You just said took all the dragon ass?
All the dragging ass.
Well, who's dragging ass?
You guys with all the conversation about, you know, Five Finger Death Punch. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's the Phil Hendry Show. It's Wednesday. On the show today, we're going to be talking about... We're going to be talking with Vernon Dozier, the head coach of Belmar Academy. Is he retiring or not?
Right now, I mean, I talked to him last night. He's not sure whether he's going to retire or not, but maybe he will, maybe he won't.
Yeah, that's the latest word.
Yeah, that's some kind of a latest word.
Well, this always happens. Every time we talk about something that we just talked about, and Phil asks for an update, you guys always do the same thing.
What?
Hey, Bud, don't go, what? Just listen to me, will you?
All right.
You guys always do the same thing. Well, now I'm...
You're bored with it.
Yes, I just got bored with the whole thing.
What is the same thing that they always do?
I forget.
I know what he's going to say. He's going to say that we always say he may be or he may not.
Yes, right there. That's it. You'll say, well, is he going to... Phil will say, is he going to retire? You say, well, we just talked to him. Maybe he will and maybe he won't. What is... Boy,
I know. It does... It makes one feel like one needs to either vomit or be violent.
There, right there. You know, Margaret, you're tuned in with me today or something.
Well, you know, with any luck, that'll end.
Jesus.
Look, General, I am married.
I'm not talking about sex. God.
No, Miss Gray, you're always having sex on the mind.
Do I? Well, I have violence on my mind.
Yeah.
Sex on the mind.
That's what it seems like.
So here we are on a Wednesday, the Phil Hendry Show. Oh, we always start the show with violence. It's not a big thing.
Yeah, that's what I was telling him. He said, how come there's always a fist fight? I said, no, it's just normal.
Well, it's just normal for the show, huh?
Yeah, it is. If you want to listen to the last, I don't know, 100 shows we've ever done, there's always violence.
There isn't violence, Phil. I'm reaching over and trying to snap, well...
You're trying to pull the throat. You're trying to pull his neck.
I'm trying to pull his neck.
You're trying to pull the throat out of the neck, right?
Of course, but I wouldn't call that violent. I would call that sensible.
Yeah, all right, welcome.
Phil, you know, you ought to be on the receiving end of that.
I am. Hi, it's Phil Hendry, folks.
When are you on the receiving...
Okay, Margaret, just stop, okay?
Now put a rag in it.
Put a rag in it?
Maybe she's already wearing one.
Well, you Phil...
What are you doing with that paper?
Just wadding it up.
All right, now, without any more bullshit, let's start with the show. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and anyway, Bob Green's going to be on the show from Fraser Foods.
Is he talking about bringing your own bags? That's really tightening his jaws, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, we have to bring our own bags here in California. Is that a national law?
I don't think it's... No, I think it's a California law. There's different states. I don't know, you know. I'm not familiar with the law. I don't even remember voting on it, to be perfectly honest with you. It had to be on the ballot because it went into effect the next day. But apparently the law says that you are now required to bring your own bag to the grocery store, and if you don't, you got to buy bags, and Bob is not selling bags at his grocery store. That's basically it. Also, Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton with The Trumps Are Not That Good Looking. This is going to be a segment that they hope to turn into a regular feature.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
What was that supposed to mean?
They're going to run down how they think the Trumps are actually ugly people.
Well, that's not such a stretch.
What are you talking about? Melania Trump's probably one of the hottest ones that has ever been.
I mean the hottest what? You mean First Lady?
Yeah.
Melania Trump is a beautiful woman. There's no question. But there does seem to be some overrating there. I'll tell you something right now.
Margaret, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, it looks like her teeth are capped, you know.
All right, fine. Her teeth are capped.
What that means, right?
I think...
Margaret, don't whisper, all right?
I don't want to say this too loud. She may have bad breath.
That's great, Margaret. Thank you.
What?
Everybody's listening to you. All they do, like I've said a million times, all they have to do is turn the radio up.
Then let them.
And then coming up at the very top of the show, Vernon Dozier with his slow alpha waves. That's what we were talking about.
What the hell is that about?
Apparently, he's having a hard time sleeping. And so he thinks it's his slow alpha waves, and he needs more coffee. And I don't know whether that's been working out for him or not. Going to go over to the traffic right now here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Bob Bakian and the guys.
Phil Hendry Show traffic.
And Bob, tell us what it looks like.
Well, right now, we got a very buff train. The probably about Brent Pampson. He got his hands. He's got a stick right up there as he dribbled the ball down to about the floor. They got a dribble on that. So if you dribble up to him, don't dribble downtown. Okay. Bob, now on the west side, traffic drivers dribble up that and the driller. I'm going out to Skyboy because he's got the situation under control. But a helmet's got to take that hockey stick right up.
Well, Bob, if you lose just your hand, there's a golf course and the big ass run burns. There's a big, gigantic ass right there on the freeway stopping every having on. And all the little bins are skating along that's icing the puck from the front pond. And we'll have to do that till 2 o'clock tonight. I'm Skyboy reporting.
Natslingers, the place to go for lifting weights, dropping weights, anything heavy to do with muscles, bulking out, bulking in, staying in, and bulking up. At Matzinger's, you can buy protein powders that will make your head, God, you won't believe it. Also, they have high protein vitamins and high vitamin proteins, powders, shakes, liquids, things you can inject directly into a vein in your arm in public, and no one will do anything about it. Natslingers is the place to go for health foods, for bulking out, bulking up, bulking in, staying in, and bulking out. What about bulking off? That's our specialty at Natslingers. Three locations, Wurzing, Bosco, and Bosco Tech. And don't forget, as a special on this weekend, the special Brainiac Powder. 5 jugs for only $16. Brainiac Powder swells the mind. Not the brain, the mind. Your mind will swell, and people will say you're swell, and you'll kick them to death because it's cornball. For the finest in protein, health, and superhuman powers, Natslingers. Welcome back to Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. So our good friend, Coach Vernon Dozier, who we still don't have an answer yet on whether or not he's going to be retiring from his job there at Western States. Belmar Academy. I could just go out on a limb here and say that it ain't going to happen. I think the coach is, am I right, Coach?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. Right now, listening to you say that I'm not going to retire makes me want to retire. You know, because I don't like anybody predicting what I'm going to say.
Yeah, but I detect in your voice, you know, you like coaching.
I like coaching. What I don't like are all of these parents now. More and more parents feel empowered to come into your classroom, into your coach's room, into the gym, onto the field, into your home. I told you about the Satziger family, and I was taking a shower, and I mean, I was toweling off, and into the bathroom walks the either the wife or the grandmother. I couldn't tell, and I got into a big argument there with Warren Satziger as the father, and he said, "You're calling my wife an old bag." I said, "She's looking at me nude." He said, "We've got some questions." I said, "You can wait until Monday."
Are you kidding me? They walked into your home?
Walked directly into my home, yeah.
What day was it?
It was a Saturday. It was I know it was a weekend.
Well, what was their beef?
Their beef was that I was not starting their son at linebacker for that weekend's monthly prep game. It was the second game of the season. And I said, "He's not ready." And I said, "I don't think he'll ever be ready." And I said, "Now that you've walked into the bathroom," and I was just about to sit on that toilet, I said, you know, so I just shook my head.
Did you call the cops? I would have called the cops.
You got that right. What'd you do?
I thought about calling the cops. I said, you know what? Our little community, Belmar Academy community, is a small community, and I don't think it's necessary for us to, you know, be calling the cops on each other. But I said, if you will get out, and I mean get out now, I will forget this whole thing ever happened. And they said, I guess they were aware of the fact that they'd messed up, and they said, "Thank you, coach." And they turned; they were very meek.
Well, did they? Also, they all of a sudden turned meek and mild when you said you'll call the police.
Well, they were up in my face talking about this kid, and I said, "I thought I told you guys about this."
Yeah, did I tell you about it, Mr. Henry?
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
All right, okay. It was a pretty big deal at the school. It happened back in October. I think it was like maybe late September, because I knew it was like the fourth game of the season. They come in, and it turned out it was the grandmother, the mother, the father, the daughter, the eldest brother, the only one that wasn't there was the kid that is on the team, Brian Satzinger. Brian was out in the car listening to his iPod or whatever. So
he knew what his parents were doing.
His father said, "I'm marching right over to Coach Dozier's house." And I told him, I said, "I'm calling the police, but if you get out now, maybe we can save things." And they immediately, you could see the light go on over their heads.
That's a bizarre story. I mean, I'm not saying, I believe you, but that doesn't sound like they're putting you on.
Well, I'm not sure I understand the intent of that question.
But what Robert's saying is it's so bizarre, it sounds like it might have been a joke.
No, it wasn't a joke. Because they were screaming at me. And if you're joking, you don't scream. And they were screaming. Okay, Phil?
Well, what do you mean by screaming?
What do I mean by screaming?
Well, can you demonstrate? Was it...
Here, I'll demonstrate. There. Is that...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I said, "I'm calling the cops now." And like I said, I was nude, toweling off, and then I remember, excuse me, I was nude, I'm just coughing. And
you were in Nuremberg?
I was nude, I didn't say Nuremberg.
Well, it sounded like it.
No, I was nude, toweling off, and then I remembered that I hadn't, excuse my language, but I hadn't taken a dump. And that's about the dumbest thing, to get out of the shower, sparkling, fresh, and clean, and now you have to do number two, which means you got to get back in the shower. So I told him, I said, "I'm calling the police if you don't leave." I said, "If you don't leave while the police are on their way, I'm going to be on this toilet, and I'm going to be doing a number two, and if you want to see that, there's something real wrong with you."
Well, maybe that's why they left, more than anything else.
Well,
I doubt that sincerely.
They're going to want to get arrested, but he doesn't want to see a guy take a dump? I don't think so.
Say that again.
Well, I mean, why wouldn't being...
I know what Dickman is saying. He's saying being arrested should scare you more than some guy squatting over the porcelain, the big white phone, and doing the do and the funky chicken, too.
What is the big white phone?
Yeah, what does that mean?
The toilet. Okay.
All right, Coach, we're sorry we're irritating you here this morning.
You're not irritating me. I mean, it seems pretty obvious.
All right, well, how did that finally chill out? What happened?
Well, what happened was basically this. The family withdrew from the school, and I'm sorry to see it happen, because Brian was a good young athlete. I think he needed another year. He was not going to be a starter for me his sophomore year. I thought maybe he could know. There's no way. So they withdrew from the school. And as it turned out, you're going to love this, they withdrew from the school, and the entire family moved to some kind of a, and I don't know anything about these communes. You know anything about that?
Well, where was this?
In California, here, up the Central Coast.
So they moved to a commune.
That's what they did. And they were up there for about 3 or 4 weeks, and then apparently the health department came in and shut that down, and then they were back on the road. And last I'd heard, somebody told me they were now either at Bryce Canyon, Utah, or they were on their way to Canada.
Well, this sounds like a really unusual family.
Well, they sound like a bunch of hippies.
Well, that's what they were, but they are very wealthy people. So I don't know what this guy did. He made a lot of money, and then they decided to just start acting, the way they did. So,
Coach Vernon Dozier is with us here on the Phil Henry Show. So tell me about these slow alpha waves. And tell me about, where did you hear about this?
Well, I talked to you about it. It turned out I had an EEG, and they said I had slow alpha waves because I couldn't sleep. And you told me that because of the slow alpha waves you have, you couldn't sleep, and you started drinking coffee.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was told by the doc, this was a psychiatrist,
Well, now, why did you say that?
Phil, that's very delicate to admit.
What is?
That you went to a psychiatrist?
Who cares? People go to them all the time.
Well, I mean, I would like everybody to know, yeah, I went to a psychiatrist, too, but it was simply to, I was curious. I didn't need to.
All right, okay. Whatever you guys... People go to them all the time. This was an EEG I had for sleep problems, okay?
Well, then why are you saying it was a psychiatrist?
Because that's the guy that read the EEG. All right, what do you want me to say? Do you want me to say, hey, a sleep technician at UCLA...
It sounds a lot better. I'm sitting here, I'm fidgeting in my seat. My wife just sat down. She's wanting to know what's wrong with me. I said, let me tell her, Mandy, Henry just said he went to a psychiatrist. You know that Donald Trump has never been to a psychiatrist.
Yeah, sure. That's what he says.
Well, what do you think he has?
Well, I'm not going to lie about him, sir.
Oh, he is? Okay. So he's never been to a psychiatrist. Why is that a badge of honor?
I think it's a badge of honor. If you've never been to a psychiatrist, you're not nuts. Well, I guess that's my wife is now looking at me, and she's doing the circular thing next to the head, meaning I'm nuts. And that hurts me a lot. Are you saying I'm...
All right, why don't you talk to us? So let's just say this, that going to a psychiatrist is not unusual, and that Donald Trump has never been to one, and that's good for him, too. And we're talking to you about your sleep problem.
All right, Phil, you don't have to go, Donald Trump, too, because the sing-songy nature of that...
Look, Vernon, just help us here. So you need speeding up, so what'd you do?
Well, Phil told me he started drinking coffee. That's what I did. And,
Well, I drink coffee. Can I say something here?
No, wait a minute.
No, I drink coffee as a rule anyway. But what I noticed was when I drank coffee, I was still able to go to sleep. Most people can't sleep when they drink coffee.
Like me. Okay.
All right, well, what happened there?
I guess I don't have slow alpha waves.
Who read this damn EEG?
It was a guy. It was the EEG that I had was my doctor. Who was, I don't want to get into that, all right? It was the same thing as you. I went to the doctor, I said, I can't sleep, and...
Was it a medical doctor? Was it a psychiatrist?
It was a doctor, and I said, I can't sleep. And he said, let's take a look at the EEG. And I said, what is that? You know, because I had no idea.
It's an electroencephalogram.
Yeah, I know that now, but I... So he read it, and he said, you got the slow alpha wave. I said, Henry told me that. He said, who? I said, Phil Hendry. And he said, I didn't ring on a... is it Dr. Hendry? I said, no, he does a comedy show. And the guy just kind of rolled his eyeballs and said, well, you still got slow alpha waves. So I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to drink a lot of coffee.
That's not how you cure that, man. That's not... You have to go on some kind of meds, you know, to do that. But one of the things about a slow alpha waves, when you drink coffee... You can go to sleep.
You realize that no one knows what you're talking about right now?
I was going to say, this conversation is way over the heads of a lot of the people that are listening in right now.
Well, a lot of the people that are listening in, you talk about going over the head. I wanted to say something about that, General. When you're going over the heads of some people, it's a good thing because if you actually skimmed across the heads of some people, you'd tear your rear end wide open because of the points on their heads, you see? So, I forget where I was going with that, but...
That's kind of a stretch.
No, that's not a stretch. If you're going over the heads of a bunch of pointy-headed...
All right, Coach Vernon Dozier with us.
All right, do you sleep now?
I've always had sleep problems.
You've got sleep problems now?
Always, 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 always. All right, so do you take any meds for it? Well, listen to you guys. First of all, you don't want me talking about going to a psychiatrist.
Well, I mean...
Anybody that has any kind of an issue with sleep, people go to psychiatrists all the time. I hate to tell you that. Okay, so
well, I don't know, Phil. I mean, you say it like you know.
I'll tell you right now, there's people you know that go to them. But here's my point: you take medication for certain things. If you can't sleep, there's people who are on medication for depression. There's people.
Well, yes, of course we know all of that, Phil. But.
Margaret, you've been sitting there drumming your fingers and staring at me like you're some kind of a nurse.
Well, I'm very interested in this. You went and had an EEG. Now, Vernon also, you went and had your EEG. You got one, Vernon, from a doctor. Phil went to a psychiatrist. Phil's was because he was having sleep issues. Why did you go and get an EEG?
I went and got an EEG because I was having sleep issues. Phil went to UCLA. Is that what you did, Phil?
Yeah.
And I went just to a regular doctor. And so... And he read my EEG, and I said, are my alpha waves slow? And he kind of just looked at me, said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, a friend of mine, he's got slow alpha waves.
You're talking about me?
Yeah. And he said, yeah, okay. And
this is a doctor.
Well, he wasn't a psychiatrist. He was a pediatric a doctor.
A baby doctor? What the hell are you trying to pull anyway?
What do you mean, what am I trying to pull?
Well, you go to a baby doctor, try to find out about an EEG.
Are you telling me they don't give babies EEGs? Give me a break. What's so funny about that?
What give a baby an EEG for?
Look, the guy's a doctor, okay?
The guy's a doctor, yeah.
Yeah.
And so what? So he said, hey, let me give your baby an EEG. Well, I'm sure there's all kinds of behavioral issues associated with infants. I don't know whether they... need EEGs.
Well, okay. All right. Next time I go to my doctor, I'll say, by the way, this group of clowns, excuse me for saying this, Phil, I was on their show the other morning.
Yeah?
And
who were they?
I'm talking about you.
Talking about us. Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I mean, you know, who were they?
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, I'll go to the doctor and say, I was on a show the other morning, and he'll say, a show? Yeah. And they were talking about EEGs, and so was I. And then they said, and they made fun of the fact you're a pediatric. You know what? I don't give a shit.
Well, that's what I mean. You guys go into a big, long song and a dance, and you finally lose interest.
I just don't give that much of a crap about this doctor that I go to. So if you think it's a bad doctor...
Well, you're going to a pediatric doctor. This is a baby doctor. This is a baby doctor.
I understand that, but don't they also know about the human body? Oh, you got to have a medical degree.
Yeah, I got to have a medical degree, but given an EEG for a sleep problem when you're a pediatric guy, and you talk about alpha wave...
I asked him, I said, don't babies have alpha waves? And he looked at me, he said, how the hell? And his words weren't that. His word was stronger than that.
Did how the F?
All right, yeah, he said, how the fuck would I know? What's so funny, Phil? Thank you.
Can't hang up.
May I pretend to hang up?
Go ahead.
Fuck this. I'm still here.
Yeah. So here's what I want to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to settle in. Let me get a cup of coffee first, Phil, because I know this is going to be long and dull.
Here's what I want to say. You need to go back to a doctor, a regular doctor.
Yeah.
Are you in a car right now?
No, I'm at my home, all right?
So what is this? What am I hearing there?
It's a washing machine.
Oh, it sounded like you were in the car.
It sounds exactly like you're on the freeway.
No, this is a washing machine. I'm sitting next to the washing machine.
All right, so now I forgot what I was going
to
say.
You want to go to my pediatric doctor, the baby doctor, and tell him that he's got his head parked up his baby ass because he doesn't think babies have alpha waves, and I'm here to tell you they must, because this guy gave me an EEG.
All right, I suggest that you go back to a...
I'm not calling to get a suggestion, Phil. I'm calling to tell you, A, about my alpha waves, B, about that family that walked in on me when I was taking a dump, okay, and C,
About retiring.
About retiring, which I'm more and more convinced I should do, which probably means I won't.
All right, Vernon, look, I wish you the best. I didn't mean to break your castanets, as you like to say, as we all like to say, but, I want you to get some sleep, man, and you can't do anything without sleep.
Don't I know it? I mean, well, ask my wife. I'm pacing the floor. I'm walking up and down. I'm looking at cartoons. I'm looking at anything. I even watch. They've got a baby channel. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah.
What is the baby channel?
It's a channel for babies.
It's a channel for babies. What do they got on there? What do they got, like, tricycle races? Oh, man, they got track. What they do is...
Wait a minute. Are you all right, Dickman?
Yeah, it's funny. What they do is they have, like, little paintings and stuff. They do stuff to help a baby relax.
Oh, now I've heard it all. Now babies have alpha waves and they need to relax.
Well, the babies need to sleep. Is the point. And anyway, I don't know why I brought that up, but they do have a baby channel, so don't put down the fact I got a baby doctor.
That's great. That's fine. And I hope he does well for you. And I want you to sleep. But I will tell you this. Don't keep messing with the coffee, man, until you know for sure that's what the trip is with you. And I don't drink coffee to sleep. I just drink coffee. And it turns out that I'm able to sleep when I drink coffee.
Now, does that knock you out?
Yes. Does it put you to sleep?
No, it doesn't. It's not like a sedative. It's just that when I drink coffee, I go, oh, okay, that was that cup of coffee. I'll never forget.
It's going to be long because I got...
No, I'll let you go, okay?
I'm sorry, Phil, but I got to take my wife to work.
I'm sorry, Vernon.
Hey, Phil, look at all it.
There's Vernon Dozier on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, same as Terry.
What?
What were you going to say about you? Then he said it's going to take long.
Oh, I had a girlfriend who... The first person that ever turned me on to really good coffee was... my girlfriend, Turi, way back in the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's a little gal up in Portland.
Yeah. And she had the best coffee, and she made the best coffee. And this was back before they had Starbucks. It was back before, I think they had one up there called Caribou Coffee. Oh, they had Caribou Coffee in Minnesota or something. Anyway, so I started drinking. She'd get up in the morning to go to work, and I would make myself a shot. Because she drank this mud, man. It's like two or three shots of espresso mud.
And you drink the same thing.
And I drank the same thing. And I'd say, see you later, Turi, you're going to work? And she says, yeah, goodbye. And I would go, and I'd go right to sleep.
Man, that is weird. Well, that's on espresso.
Yeah, it's on a mug. I've seen the way he makes it, too, and everything.
Yeah, Bud's seen it. Haven't you seen it?
Seen what? Now, the way you say that.
The way you're saying, have you seen it?
The coffee that I make.
Oh.
Well, it is. I've seen it, Phil, and it's... You know why I've seen it? Because you leave coffee cups around here for weeks, and I see these beautiful, pristine china coffee cups with what is caked on almost It used to be decent coffee, and then it turned into coffee oil, and now it's coffee cement. You thinking of drinking that?
No, I'm sorry. We just need to probably get a cleaning woman in here, bud.
What are you looking at me for?
To call one up, okay? Get a cleaning woman. We need to have the joint clean. All right, we're going to be right back on the Phil Henry Show. And Phil Henry Show, Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton, the Trumps are not that good looking. This is going to be a real stupid segment, I got a feeling. World famous Phil Henry Show. I got to be free, free as the wind. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Maybe I'm lost, maybe I'm sin. I got to be totally free. Do you know that just for 4 cents a day, you can fly? That's right, fly as far and as high and as wide and as wild as you want for 4 cents a day. I don't know how, but I'll think of it. Headaches can cause that kind of thinking. And when the headache gets to you, try monkey powder. It's new from Sasco. Monkey powder. Just stir it up, put it in, shove it up, and then swallow. Monkey powder is good for 4 straight days. You will feel nothing from the neck up. Let me repeat, you will feel nothing from the neck up. You'll be able to talk, your eyes will move, but you won't know it unless you look in a mirror.
It's not that funny.
I don't know. But you won't know it unless you look in a mirror. But you'll lose that headache. What could be better? No monkey powder. Get it at the Boyce Brothers downtown. As the wind, free is when you don't have to pay for nothing or do nothing. We want to be free. Free. All right, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And you know, we are, this month, we are selling our Backstage Pass one-year subscription with the a voice message from the character of your choice. So you can have General Shaw.
Have we gotten any requests for me?
I don't know yet, because we just started yesterday.
Well, there's going to be a few for all of us, I'm sure.
Right, so General Shaw will do a voice message. Margaret, Bud, Robert, Dr. Vernon Dozier, who we just had on, Dr. Ron Tarner, Dr. Jim Sadler. The list is endless. Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy are going to talk to in a minute here. Gene Jabel, Kenny Slagg, all of the different guests and all of the different people that you've heard populating our show over the last, God knows what, how long you've been listening to us, 20-plus years now.
Think there's anybody who listened to you 20 years ago that still is?
Yeah, I mean,
you think so, huh?
Yeah, what's weird about that?
Well, they might be dead, that's all. We're not saying that they don't like the show anymore, but surely they're dead by now.
Yeah, surely they're dead.
Oh, surely they're dead, huh?
Well, I mean, think about it, Mr. Henry. It's been so long.
Yeah, you've been on the air over the course of what would be a guy's lifetime.
I've been on the air, you mean ever since I started in 73?
No, just the current show that you're doing now.
Yeah, I did that. I started that in August of 1990. That makes it 26 years.
Yeah, they could be dead.
They could be dead, huh? 26 years old?
Well, no. Well, let's say they started listening to you when they were what, bud?
When they were 70.
Yeah.
When they were 70.
Yeah, it would be 96 now.
And you think they'd still be walking around upright? Jesus, get a load of this guy. Hey, get Frank on the phone.
Hey, come on, Margaret.
I'm sorry.
What's the point?
Well, the point is that there's a lot of characters that people can have done for to have the voice message, and all they got to do is get a year subscription to world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Exactly. So why not try that, folks? The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Get a gift subscription and do it and do it up and get it together. All right.
Just get it together and do it up.
Right, exactly. This show is already... Actually, this show is doing a lot better than most of the shows that we do, because yesterday was like off the beaten path, and you...
Then I had to pull it under control.
I had more comments. Frank called and said, what's going on there? And I said, Dickman has gone off the rails, speaking whatever it was you were... Speaking of, coffee?
Yeah. What?
Never mind. So I said, well, why? He said, Dickman's flipping his lid. And I said, well, I don't know. But that was when you were...
At the end of the show, he was just telling everybody to shut up.
Oh, I don't remember. I think I was out of my car by that point.
But...
So, you know, that's... I don't know whether he had to do that or not, Bud.
Look at Bud. If I'd been conscious, I think I was at my car, too.
Where are you, Mr. Henry?
I might have left the studio.
I was here.
So who were you talking to?
I don't know.
Anyway, so the last few days on the show, today's show seems to be a bit more sedate, although not much. With me is Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. These guys are state legislators from West Virginia. We talk to them, I don't know, maybe every couple of months. They are there in Charleston, West Virginia.
And they discuss with us a variety of different things having to do with government, especially government and government's wrestling with the conservative tendencies. Because you two guys are longtime Democrats working on behalf of the people of West Virginia. Guy and Kurt, how you doing?
Hey, Phil. Kurt and Guy's over.
Hey, Phil.
Listen, question for you. We had a conversation last night on the phone, and you guys were telling me, because I was telling you about the show and what we were going to do, and you guys were going through a magazine at the time?
I had a magazine with Roseanne right after we did the session there.
Well, it was right after the close of a legislative session of the West Virginia State Senate, you know?
And then I had the magazine.
And Guy, I had the magazine, and I said, what are you looking at? And he said to me, three guesses and the first two don't count. But I caught a glimpse of it, you know.
You got a glimpse of the body of the general don't from the neck up, you know.
Yeah, you wouldn't know it from the neck up. Oh, maybe you would, but I said it was Melania Trump. And he said, I mean, you think she's good looking. And I tell you, there's an argument to be made that she ain't all that good looking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's an argument to be made by the man.
What do you mean there's an argument to be made? That woman is absolutely gorgeous.
No, this I like because I think you guys have a point.
Yeah, I know I do. I know I have a point. Look, General, before we go any further, I've dated some of the world's most beautiful women. All right?
What do you mean you've dated some of the world's most... There's a hot one.
I went out with Miss West Virginia. I went out with Miss Virginia. And I also dated a great many of the women in the Miss West Virginia pageant. Miss East Virginia... And that is, there is an East Virginia County. I went out with Miss Charleston. I went out with Miss every city, every section of the state. Then, when I was in school...
I believe you, Kurt. I'm not ready to, you know, to adjudicate this, if you don't mind, General. Well, this guy's saying he's been out with some of the most beautiful women in the world. Well, that would mean...
You know what I'm saying? I mean that as a figure. I've been out with a lot of beautiful women.
I have to say, I've seen him at, like, the Christmas party and everything. He brings in some real tasty-looking girls.
No, I'll accept that.
Oh, you'll accept that. Well, I don't accept it. I don't think you're the arbiter of anything. Get a load of this guy. You know, I've never met you, Kurt, but I resent the fact that you're trying to tell me that you've got the moves. Shit. All right, well, I mean...
You know, General, if you're jealous...
I'm not jealous. I just some guy who comes on a radio from West Virginia going, hey, y'all. You know, to me...
You know, you'd be surprised, General, that sometimes there's a song by Bo Diddley, and I'm sure you know that song, Kurt, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. You can't judge a book by its cover.
Oh, that's great. Can't judge a book by its cover. I look like a farmer.
You don't have to sing it, man.
Find that, will you, bud?
Hey.
What are you going to find it for? You can't judge it. Let's listen to it.
Oh, so what? Man, find out. The lyrics may be important to what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, but they're real pivotal.
Yeah. You can't judge a daughter by a mother. I forget how to let go. But anyway, let's get to the point here.
Yeah, all right. So the Trumps are not that good looking. You started with Melania. What is unattractive about Melania?
Melania Trump and Margaret, you hit on it. And it's interesting. They say great minds think alike. Melania Trump is beautiful insofar as she's had lots of plastic surgery. That's number one.
Yeah.
Melania Trump is beautiful insofar as she had her teeth capped at one point. Now, something happens when you got capped teeth. All that bacteria from the food, goddamn.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm telling you, it gets caught in the cap. She's probably got breath that would gag a buzzard right off a meat wagon.
Hell yeah.
You know, this is the most childish thing. This is going to be show number two where you guys have worked buzzard in a meat wagon.
I've worked a buzzard in a meat wagon.
Sounds like masturbation.
Well, it does, and I resent...
You know what? Queedy and Barton, is that your name?
Kurt Queedy, State Senator Kurt Queedy.
Yeah, Queedy and Barton. You guys sound like you're some kind of a vaudeville team that tap dances and then stops and unzips your fly and puts your fingers through it. You ever seen that?
No. No, I haven't.
Bullshit. Now you're trying to just make me look... No, General, I don't think anybody has.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
General, just quit while you're ahead.
Hey, you know something? Right, sit down, General. Come on, everybody. Everyone's walking out yesterday. Have you got that song or don't?
What song?
You can't judge a book by its cover.
You look like a farmer.
Hold on. I'll find it.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay, is this the song?
What is this tune again?
For the 900th time,
Can't judge a book by the cover.
You can't judge a... What has this got to do with what we're talking about?
Because you said that Kurt looked like some kind of a farmer. You look like,
I haven't met you guys, but you talk like you're right straight off of the seed wagon. You sound like you guys go to work in a hay bale.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, man. This is my song right here. No song. I mean, no song. Be better prepare me. Yeah, right here.
Baby, hear what else I gotta say.
Oh, this is a bunch of that rhythm and blues stuff.
You got your radio
yes,
turned down.
Of course it is.
Now you have a problem with that.
It's a bunch of wild crazy.
You can't judge sugar by looking at the cane.
Oh, brother.
You can't judge a woman by looking at a man.
Yeah.
You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. Looking at the cover.
All right, I get the point.
Well, Bo Diddley spelled it out beautifully.
Oh, you misjudged me.
Woo! God, Miss Gray.
Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover.
Why?
Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on.
I'll tell you what, Queenie, if you look anywhere the way you sound.
Say that again, man.
If you look the way you sound.
Hey!
All right, there he is, Bo Diddley. Oh, it's not over yet.
You can't judge right from looking at the wrong. You can't judge one by looking at the other.
Hey, the song just ended.
Yeah, the song just ended because we're only doing a sample of it.
And I get the idea. Can't judge a book by its cover. So you know all these good-looking women. That still doesn't tell me that Melania Trump... And you say the whole Trump family looks like a just a bad accident that is now being moved down the road.
What do you say there?
What are you talking about?
You guys are telling me that the Trump family is as funky-looking as the day is long.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you right now. Melania Trump has a bad breath. Now you're moving to Ivanka Trump. And that young lady, I'm sure, is a fine young woman, but to hold her up as some kind of a
piece of ass, you know.
Let's watch it, you guys.
That is very sexist.
I'm very sorry, but to hold her up like she is one is very unfair. And the other thing about Ivanka Trump, she's also had work done. Every one of them had a plastic surgery. Now you get to the sons. And now you know where the real DNA is. You know what the real look for that family is. Those two boys are very unfortunate looking. Let's just put it that way. It's very, very unfortunate the way the two of them popped out. Now, while it may be true, in the words of Mr. Diddley, in talking about you can't judge a book by its cover, yeah, right here, I bet you in the case of the Trump boys, Don Jr. and Eric, you can judge that book by a cover real good.
Apple by looking at a tree.
Yeah!
You can't judge.
All right, knock it off, will you?
Okay, guys.
You can't judge the book by the cover, see?
I'm telling you right now, I bet you guys I can judge by looking at you. And if I took a look at the two of you guys, I'd hire you as hog callers. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What about? Well, that was a pretty good line.
Thanks a lot, guys. I tell you what. And now, is this a book?
Is what a book?
This whole thing about the Trumps are not that good looking.
No, it's going to be a series of magazine articles in West Virginia Monthly. You know, have you ever seen West Virginia Monthly? It's a magazine that got pictures of rivers and hills and mountains and streams and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we're going to put the article there.
Why would you put an article about how ugly the Trumps are in West Virginia Monthly? I don't understand that.
Well, we need something to make the mountains and the streams look good. And just by themselves, they're all that hot.
At West Virginia. And
all right, thank you very much, guys.
All right, Phil, and by the way, we got...
There they are.
That was Kurt Queen and Guy Barton.
Okay, so that's nice. So they're going to do an article on how ugly the Trumps are. While they're playing You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover. And the two of them, like I said, if I saw them, there's no question in my mind, Junior Johnson would get a run for his money.
Who's Junior Johnson?
You don't know who Junior Johnson is.
You're talking about the big guy on Hee Haw?
Yeah.
I don't think that was his name.
Yeah, but that's Junior Sample.
Junior Sample was a defensive back for the New York Jets.
That was Johnny Sample. You're talking... Junior Johnson is a guy from NASCAR.
Who was the big tub of guts?
No, you're talking about the big hillbilly.
Yeah, the big hillbilly on Hee Haw with the overalls, and he talked like a dimwit.
Well, that could be the whole cast. I mean...
Thank you very much for that comment. Like I said, a reminder that we are, as you well know, featuring for all of our groovy friends, our Backstage Pass one-year subscription. If you get a one-year subscription, you get the character voice, the guest voice, the, you know, whoever. And Margaret, you're...
Yes, I'm available, ready, willing, and available to do any kind of a message for people, but...
Yeah, I do it too, but I don't get a lot of requests.
You don't get a lot of requests because you're just a weird ass. People don't know what you're going to say. And, Robert?
Yeah, I'll do it to my aunt. My aunt is very popular.
Yeah, Mavis gets, she gets a lot of requests. People love her, man. So that's a beautiful thing. All right, guys. Let's see. What am I forgetting? I keep thinking up.
Well, you gotta start plugging that chat.
Oh, yeah. Friday night chat is coming up. This is Wednesday, so this is a good time to do.
God, Phil, you went. Yeah, Phil, you all right?
I'm fine. This is Wednesday. Friday night is our chat. So if you are into, if you're a BSP, by all means, hang out with us on Friday night. Starts at 9 o'clock Pacific. That is the Backstage Pass chat. Then we also do on Sunday nights, we do a live stream of our show, which drops as a podcast on a Monday. On the 21st of January, we are very hopeful that we're going to be in Washington, D.C., and we're going to be kind of reporting on the March of the Women. Is that what they're calling it?
Right now, I think that's the name, yeah. And there's also a march here in Los Angeles. But the one in Washington's the big one. Why don't you just do the one in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm telling you, Mr. Andy, do the one in L.A. Don't cut a fly out there.
Well, I mean, I wasn't aware. I don't know how big that's going to be. I mean,
well, you know, it'll be big enough. Don't worry. I think they're going to do it out in West L.A. It starts at the Federal Building, and it ends I don't know where the hell it ends. Maybe in the L.A. River.
That's very funny.
I'm kidding.
All right, so... That will be happening on the 21st of January. A lot of things happen. A lot of things happening in the country, you know. A lot of things happening in our world. So, and we got a brand spanking new website design that is rolling out. Just saw. You guys are going to love this.
Now you said there's animation.
Well, what it we have pictures of all of the different guests we've had over the years. We have Bobby, pictures of you, Margaret. We have pictures of Ted. And great shows that you guys were on. And you can scroll across the heads of each person. And each head sort of kind of jumps out, and you can click on that.
What are you talking about?
Just got to see it to believe it.
I don't like the idea of my head getting larger.
It's the animation. And then you go through that portal, and you're in the world of Margaret Gray, and then that will take you to other shows. That's just the beginning. There's just so much else that the website will feature, and we're very, very excited about it. That happens in January as well. So we've got a new president. We have a whole bunch of stuff happening on Inauguration Day. We got a new website. We got
all the Henry Cons.
Got all the Henry Cons that are going to be coming up across the country. I think it's going to be a fantastic year, man. Don't think in terms of how jacked up you think it's going to be. Think of how the groovosity of it, you know?
Oh, yeah, okay. I mean, the groovosity.
Just how it's, you know...
How it's going to open up.
Yeah, it's going to open up and...
I don't like that term.
Well, that's because your mind is filthy. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay. Anyway, guarantee you. Time to skedaddle. Thanks for listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
The Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.
You know what? I think you are forgetting something. I don't know what it is.
Maybe you had $1 million to give away.
Yeah, maybe.